Hi everyone, I'm Julie and welcome to the Wednesday Word. Today is our last one in the series Fresh Start, and I just want to remind you that this month we've been discussing how to add into your life some worship, prayer, quiet times, accountability, and serving one another. These are great ways to enhance your life, to get closer to Jesus. And so this month we've been really focusing on getting that fresh start in 2021. But I want to ask you the same question that I asked at our worship night, which was Saturday night, and that is, how are you doing? But I'm also going to tell you the answer, because it doesn't matter if you are killing it and everything is going great, or if you've given up and you're done, or if you're like me and you're struggling some days and some days you're doing awesome. The answer is, you're doing great, because you are a child of God. And you are loved by Him. And so I want us to remember that God's love has nothing to do with our performance. It doesn't matter if yesterday I ate all of the Oreos in our house, or if I walked 6 miles, it doesn't matter. God loves me either way, and He loves you the same. I want to remind us though of a verse, John 10:10, which says, "The thief has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to bring life and life to the fullest." And so Jesus is Jesus is giving us a full life. That's the goal, that we would be able to have the fullest life in Jesus. And so even though we are loved, we are children of God, I want us to go get that fresh start. I want us to have some more worship in our lives, to have some prayer and quiet times. When is a good time to add that in? Today. It doesn't have to be, you know, a Monday or, like I said, your birthday or any special day. You can add these things into your life today to get a fuller life, that full life that Jesus is talking about. So even just after this, you're done watching this, go fold some laundry and listen to some worship songs. There's a Worship Now playlist on Spotify that I listen to. Even while you're making dinner, or maybe tonight before bed, you could read a psalm and a proverb and just let those words calm you as you sleep. It doesn't matter. Spend some time with Jesus. Start today. There's always time for a fresh start. We just got finished, when you're watching this, we already have watched the Packers lose the last game before the Super Bowl. It was devastating, honestly. Oh my gosh, we are diehard Packer fans in this family. And so here's what I've learned in the few years, the 10 years that it's been between now and when they actually got all the way to Super Bowl and won. The Packers could say, "We can't do it. We're done." Aaron Rodgers could just call a meeting and say, "You know what? We've tried for 10 years. We're done. This is ridiculous. Let's quit." That is not going to happen, which makes me very happy that they have a fresh start. Probably they'll start tomorrow because they're crazy, but also they have a fresh start every season to get out there and do it, to get it, to get the goal, to live their life to the fullest. And I want to encourage us to be like that. We fall down, we fail, we disappoint ourselves and others, but we have the opportunity every single day for a fresh start. And here's the cool thing about the Packers. They're a team. They have each other. And we've talked about this month how we need accountability in our lives. None of us are alone. We're all struggling with things, and we are here for each other. Even if you just reach out to me or to Jeff on our Facebook page right now, we are here to help us get that full life that we're searching for in Jesus. The other thing is that as a Packer fan, it doesn't matter that they failed. I'm going to watch them no matter when they're playing. If they're playing on a Sunday night, a Thursday night, random Saturday, I'm watching because I'm rooting for them. And that's how we are at Hometown as well. We're rooting for you. And God is as well. He's on our side. He's cheering for us. So today, I want you to feel loved. You are cared for, no matter what. But also, go get it. Go get that fresh start that you're looking for. Start today and look for that full life that Jesus promised us. Thanks for watching.